Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles spins and fires to second, with Levy covering, and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Kress, who tags Johnson for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Stone reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Rogel moves to third. Richardson moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Koenig scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stiles. Walker moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards left. Stone chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Stone. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles strikes out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Shult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Koenig scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Walker reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy bunts towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Koenig. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Walker moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Shult. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. Walker scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 Tigers. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Hebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Grimes moves to third. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Betancourt goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Tigers. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.